Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We just had a stare-off here in the studio. Some guy getting some coffee there. Shout out to that guy. And John's like, I like his shoes. And he's just sitting there staring at him. Can't hear you, can't, you know, whatever. And he looks
We're
over.
Behind glass.
Notices you're staring at him. And then he just starts staring at you. And I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? We ultimately get to the point into the shoes. And that's why. But it was there was a good, like, 30 seconds there where you guys were just staring at each other. It was a weird moment.
It was strange. That was very strange. I didn't know for sure what to do. Now, I could have just walked to the door, which was 3 feet away, and explained to him that I liked his shoes. But it was a poignant pause for, like, as we stood there and stared at each other for a while. And I guess he just really was waiting for me to.
He's like, what's going on, man? Why are you looking at me, bro? What is happening?
They're sweet shoes. They were really cool shoes.
They were. That moment when he realized that you were talking about the shoes and it, like, was a real cathartic moment for all of us.
He smiled. That was over. He was happy that I wasn't, like, trying to stalk him or something through the glass.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
215.
Seemed like a nice guy.
He did.
And really cool shoes. They were like all different colors of green, very eagerly looking Nikes that I thought were cool.
215-592-9494, reacting to a disastrous Phillies weekend after it felt like the Phillies had maybe finally turned it around. 2-3 in Los Angeles, winning the first game of the Diamondbacks series. Not so good after that. A walk-off on Friday, get bludgeoned the last 2 days. Where are you at with the Phillies? What's your concern level? Eagles action on Friday night coming up in a few. We'll get to Nick Sirianni's reason for why the offensive starters didn't play, but the defensive starters did. Vic Fangio's thoughts on the defensive players starting and John Ritchie's thoughts on the offensive players not playing. That's all coming up in a few. Plus, again, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Awesome, awesome prize. Just give us who or what exceeded expectations. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamon. What up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
James, did you get that text I sent you over the weekend with that song? You got to play it for John.
For Richie, yeah, I will. Good. Thanks for the reminder. Yes.
Yeah. I am more than a little concerned about the Phillies. I think this week is going to tell the tale. I mean, you know, they're talking about coming home for the home cooking. Well, if they don't win, like, you know, if they don't sweep these next two series against these two bad teams, who both have been playing better baseball than them since, like, about June, this could get dicey. I mean, you know, you're talking about playing in the first round.
Potentially, you know, against the team that just, you know, took 3 of 4 against you and looks awesome right now. That's probably going to be one of the wild card teams, Ken. Yeah.
This could get dicey. I mean, there's enough baseball left that you could be looking at, you know, maybe holding on for the third wild card. as opposed to winning the division.
So I don't think so. I mean, I'm with you that we should be nervous about being the one or two seed, but I mean, they're 7.5 up on the Braves and 8 up on the Mets, and the Braves particularly have been even worse than the Phillies, or just as bad. So I'm not really that concerned about winning the division, but I am very concerned about ending up the 3 seed.
I mean, if they end up as the 3 seed and they're playing in the first round, which, you know, when the season started and we were talking about winning the division, there was a lot of discussion about, you know, we don't want that week off. We don't want those 5 days off. Mm-hmm. Look what happened to the Braves. And so to go from, well, we don't want that 5 days off to, oh, we're not going to get that 5 days off. And you're
playing bad baseball. Gotten there. We haven't gotten there yet. Let's not jump the gun. I know it is troubling. The trend.
John, this is starting to have the inevitable. This is starting to have the feel of inevitability that the last 7 games of the Eagles season had. Where it's really starting to feel like that to me, where, you know, you want to believe that there's this gear that they can just shift into, and you know, the gear just doesn't seem to be there.
Yeah, I will say, though, Ken, it is baseball, and teams can flip switches and can change gears pretty quickly. You know, we've seen this Phillies team do it the last 2 years multiple times. I mean, again, they've really just inverted what they've done the last 2 years. At this point, 2 years ago, they were like a 500 baseball team. You know, last year, they weren't that far above 500 at this point in the season.
They've distanced themselves from the rest.
It's just they've flipped it around, but we know that they can turn it on. But I agree, it's concerning watching them continue to struggle when I think the biggest concern is that they know they need to turn it on. They are frustrated and still struggling to do it.
Can I make a beat observation?
Yeah,
real
of course.
It wasn't lost on me that in the guts of the game, as Mark Zumoff would call it, when the gold medal was on the line, Steve Kerr had 5 guys on the floor who have all won NBA championships. There's obviously something to be said there for guys who know how to win.
I know,
but also
real quick, when the USA was at their most peril in this entire tournament, down 13 to Serbia, when they had to win to go to the gold medal game, Embiid was on the floor. So I think it's matchups, it's situational, it's how people are playing. Like, I don't think it's fair to say he wasn't on at the end of the gold medal game. He was on at the end of the tighter, tougher game.
Yeah, I think there's a message there, though, from Steve Kerr that knowing how to win and knowing how to finish matters.
He finished against Serbia. Like, I get your point, Ken. I think you're reading into it too much. I think it was a situational matchup thing. I think Davis made more sense in that spot. Like, I get your point, but I'm not reading into it that way.
Well, we'll see, but I'm not booking my Sixers parade plan.
I don't think anyone is, yes, but I do think it was a good experience from Godfrey.
A grave concern to me is, Ken, is that we're starting to agree.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Much.
I'm like,
I
this
don't
is...
really understand this.
Yeah, the Rhea and Ken corner over here.
I've got a therapy schedule session later in the week.
Let me know how it goes.
We'll see if we can't get that straight.
Yes.
Ken, you got a who or what exceeded expectations?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
if your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, he was a six-round draft pick who went on to be probably the greatest
Pretty good answer.
In my lifetime, Jason Kelce.
Yeah, he did, and that's for damn sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, you think Johnny Wilson be as good a six-round pick as Jason Kelce? Probably not.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to surpass. Johnny Wilson looks really exciting.
I'm excited about him. The way he moves, the size of a tight end. Yeah, no,
he runs a 4.52 electronic.
And it looks fluid.
I think it was electronic.
It looks fluid.
Yes, it's fluid, and he's nasty. He's got a mean streak in him for the run blocking part of it. This guy is a versatile weapon, offensively speaking, and I think that should be a consideration for a kickoff scheme also.
What did you think of the kickoffs, by the way?
It's mayhem. I mean, there's a lot going on there. I do like the idea of having like a personal protector, like a fullback, a lead blocker, which is something that I saw them trying to do with an off returner, leading that returner who actually catches the ball. I think Johnny Wilson in that capacity would be outstanding. You know, this is something, he's just such a weapon. I want to use him as much as possible. And I know as a rookie, he's got the enthusiasm. He's got the, you know, health, for that matter, to go out there and get after it in every phase.
215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Three pieces of audio to play for you from after the Eagles preseason game. Two Nick Sirianni, one Vic Fangio. Let's start with Nick and the question of the day for John Ritchie. And I think many, again, there was the report that came out early in the day on Friday that the Eagles would be playing their starters for a series. Then game time comes around. Dave Spadaro says on the broadcast, hey, guess what? No offensive starters. Defensive guys will be there, but not the offensive starters. Nick Sirianni asked about it after the game. Why no offensive starters?
And what went in the decision to not play the offensive starters?
The chance of the weather, how it was all day. It feels a little wet when we got out there. Wanted to have a clean, clean operation. Didn't want to put them on something that I felt like with any of the weather could have been a little messy. I didn't want to give them. I wanted to give them a clean track.
Okay. I mean, sure. I didn't mind that they didn't play, but that's like it makes sense. But you're thinking as you're listening, you're like, all right, well, so why
it doesn't make any sense?
So why if for the offense you do want to clean, but you don't mind the defensive guys out
He's
there?
Not in charge of the
so
defense.
So obviously a follow up about why the defense.
Why did the defensive starters then go?
The defensive guys, the operation's a little bit different for the defense. Obviously they don't handle the ball every down. A couple of the defensive starters that I did take out were older guys. It was more about the operation and wanted to make sure that the weather was clean. Now the weather held off, but I know they're wrong a lot on the weather reports.
Yeah, this feels at least to me, John Ritchie, like a clear Vic Fangio wanted his guys to play, so they said okay, yeah. But Howie Roseman said no one else is playing. Like that's kind of the way I interpreted the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And the guys like Brandon Graham, he wasn't out there either. They were cautious with the really old and valuable guys on the defensive side of the football. I think it's a huge mistake. I think that Howie doesn't know how important this is, how important it is that the guys get out there in the preseason, even if it seems inconsequential in the grand scheme of things that they get 10 plays. It really does make a difference in terms of you're talking about timing on defense, operation time. You got a new offensive coordinator also on the offensive side of the football. Like, I would like to get that all straightened out and situated. Hey, I know it's going to be a quick adjustment. He's a pro. He's done it before, Kellen Moore. And so it's probably nothing to worry about. But I'd like to see a series or two in the preseason just to make sure as a dress rehearsal, you feel completely confident. I don't think that's a stretch. Andy Reid has his guys doing it. You know, like you go across the NFL, I feel pretty solid that Andy Reid knows what he's doing. Andy Reid, who has, you know, fathered every tree for, you know, half the teams across the board. I like the way he runs a camp. I like the way he understands what's required to win. And he's got his quarterback and his starting offense playing in the preseason. Same with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow playing in the preseason. I want to see our guys play. And now I'm worried they're going to say, hey, this week we've got the joint practice. That's grueling. We can't go joint practice followed by a preseason game. Yeah, you can. You can. Let's get a first 15 in. This is critical. You told us last year you were considering changing the way you ran camp, and we've seen a difference. You know, it feels like practice time has doubled in some cases. More work is being put in, and I do think Vic Fangio has a lot to do with the mindset that more work needs to be put in on the practice field. So I appreciate that a heck of a lot. I just need to see more production, more actual, like, change on the offensive side.
So what's your response to the people who will say, and rightfully so, the last 2 years they've been incredibly healthy? 2 years ago, there were no complaints about the offense. The offense was the best we've seen in a long time here, and they went to the Super Bowl and they almost won it, and Jalen almost won the MVP, and he didn't play in the preseason. Like, what is your response? Like, they have success. They've had success without exposing their guys to it.
Last season, the offense looked bad last season. Now we have a new offensive coordinator. We need to make it look different. We need to make it look better. We need all the reps we can get.
One more piece of audio, then back to the phones. Vic Fangio, his thinking on why the defensive guys played.
Most of your starters played on the defensive side versus the offense. Just didn't. How were you involved in that?
Well, we're just so new on defense. You know, I think our offense is returning 8 of their 11 starters, I believe. And although, you know, albeit Kellen's new, but most of the position coaches are the same on offense, whereas everything's new on defense, new players, new coaches, new scheme. You know, we need to play.
Look, that's a logical thing to say. I mean, it's new on both sides. It is a new scheme. I know they have some similarity in players on the offensive side of the ball, but I mean, I think it's as clear as Vic Fangio wanted his guys to play. I think if it were up to if Vic weren't here, I don't think anyone would have played in that game outside of people fighting for position jobs. That's what I think.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.